Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. And I am very grateful to be able to record this and air this program, this podcast, for April the 8th, 2023. We're going to talk about the poor. I got a very, very beautiful email from Josh. He doesn't tell me where he lives, of course. Most people don't. And that's all right. I want you to know that. You don't want anybody to know. That's fine with me, especially in this day and age. Anyway, Josh asked me the question, how does a person of the way, as you speak of, help the needy? You know, this is a really, really interesting question for me because I and a few of my students spend time helping the needy. And this is something that we consider an honor. My work is partly with hospice. I go as clergy to people who are leaving their bodies and work with them and their families, which is a very difficult thing to do. And then I have my BATMO project where I, every 2-3 weeks, go out and give clothing, shoes and underwear and socks and pants and coats for kids who just don't have anything. These are children of the men and women who pick our food and from the fields and bring it in so we can eat that. So anyway, there are things I do. There are things my students do. And they feed the homeless on Sundays. It's really wonderful, the Meals on Wheels thing. A lot of them do that. Anything they can do to help. And that is something that means a great deal to me. So I'm not bragging on them, but I want you to know there are people who do care. And you couldn't help but care. If you are working on yourself, you begin to realize that you are connected to everyone and that everyone is significant, everyone's important. Now, a lot of the people that are homeless or a lot of people that are needy are mentally ill, and they need more than just food and clothing and shelter. They need help. Psychological, emotional help. They need medication too. I have one of my students, he works strictly with the homeless, and he tells me all the stories that goes on there. He's a very noble character, and I love him dearly for doing what he does, but it is a difficult task, I want to tell you, and I think he handles it very, very well. He says it's an endless project because he said a lot of them are just mentally ill, and I understand. So you asked me how far does one go to help the needy. You go as far as you can. It's a very difficult balancing act. Sometimes you go very, very far. Sometimes you don't, because you see that the person you're trying to help doesn't want your help. And I don't force my help, and neither do my students. They don't force themselves on anyone. So in all of that, and that being said, we start to realize what the significance of helping people is all about. Jesus said, you will always have the poor. He helped a few, along the way. He healed and he didn't heal them. They healed. He did things that were very, very compassionate, loving, and kind. He extended his energies to different people in different ways. I love the story of the centurion's servant who came to Jesus, and he said that his child at home was sick, and Jesus kind of said to him, if you believe, blah, blah, he'll find a healing. And I love what the centurion said to him. He said, I believe, but help thou my unbelief. And that moved Jesus very deeply. He didn't go to the home, but the child was healed, as the story goes. So you can help people who want to be helped. You can help people who understand they need help. A lot of it has to do with silly pride and vanity. And when one is trying to help people who don't want help, then you suddenly realize, wait a minute. This is their karma. This is why they're there. They're there because this is what needs to happen for them. And I have learned this, Josh, I really have, that nobody is in the place they're in without some form of consent, some form of involvement that they have interjected in their life and made the whole thing possible. I know that sounds crazy to the literal-minded person. The pedestrian mentality would never understand what that's all about. But when you're around these people and you work with them, you begin to realize they're there because they're there. They're there. They don't know what else to do. They don't want to work. They don't know how to work. They don't know how to comprehend simple sentences. Their logic and reasoning has been destroyed by their mental illness. A lot of them have been deeply wounded and hurt by their families. A lot of dumb things happen. And I can say this without a shadow of a doubt. The most important thing that any of us do if we are a parent is to parent our children in love, because everything is about love. But the trouble is that the parents don't know anything about love. They're trying to survive. They are surprised at what being a parent means and how difficult it is to be a parent. So this kind of goes on and on and on and makes for big problems with people because they can't parent their children. A lot of people just don't have any common sense. They just don't get it at all. So with all that being said, you can see that the source of homelessness is based a lot in the confines of a person's will. And a lot of these people are very willful. So do you help them? Of course, I do. I do. I'm sure many of you listening do as well. You see people on the street that are hungry and need help. Absolutely. Absolutely. A person of the way, Josh, we do it this way. If there is someone in front of me that needs help, it must be by divine rendezvous or they wouldn't be there. Nothing in this universe is by accident. So I pay attention to who's in front of me, who's around me. And if I can help them, I do. There is a store here locally that is a doggy store. And it's kind of a community store. We all love it because we all love our dogs so much. And they actually give food away to homeless people who have dogs. And they come into their store and they make sure that they have a food for the dog. And I think it's very interesting that these homeless people, needy people, know that their dogs need nutrition, and they go and they get it. And I think it's wonderful, and I truly am all for it. There are some very kind and wonderful people in my neck of the woods, and I am deeply appreciative of the things they do. And I've had store owners and people that I will remain nameless who have given so much to allow me to help others. So what do you do? Whoever is before you is within you. And when you're helping a homeless person or another person in any way, shape, or form, it is by divine rendezvous that they're there. And you do everything you can to make love possible for you and for them. That's the most important thing. I hope that helps you, Josh. It's an important question you ask, and we need to be, all of us, very conscious and kind to everyone we possibly can be. Please forgive me. Namaste. I'll be back on the air tomorrow.